Hear further from the word of the Lord in the book of Numbers, chapter 20. And the sons of Israel, all the congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month. And the people dwelt in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people argued with Moses and said, "Oh, that we had expired when our brothers died before Yehovah! And why have you brought the assembly of Yehovah to this wilderness, that we and our beasts should die there? And why have you made us to go up from Egypt, to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." And Moses and Aaron came from the face of the assembly to the entrance of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of Yehovah appeared to them. And Yehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and assemble the congregation together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give drink to the congregation and their beast." And Moses took the rod from before Yehovah, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron assembled the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring out water for you from this rock?" And Moses lifted his hand high, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And much water came out, and the congregation drank, and their beasts. And Yehovah said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe to sanctify me in the eyes of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah," or strife, because the sons of Israel strove with Yehovah, and he was sanctified in them. We read also from the Arcana Celestia, number 8352. The signification of drinking is to be instructed in truths and to receive them, and also to be affected by them, and consequently to appropriate them to oneself or make them one's own. With the spiritual man, it is the delight of his life to be instructed in truths and to be enlightened in such things as belong to his soul, thus to his spiritual life. And therefore, when these truths are lacking, his spiritual life labors and suffers, from which come grief and anxiety. The consequent grief is like the grief from hunger and thirst. This comparison is from correspondence. For food corresponds to good, and drink to truth. And since there is a correspondence, food and drink also nourish the body better and more suitably when a man at dinner or at breakfast is at the same time in the delight of conversation with others about such things as he loves than when he sits at table alone without company. When a man is in this state, the vessels in him that receive the food are constricted. But when he is in good company, they are open. Such things are effected by the correspondence of spiritual food and natural food. It is said, the delight of conversation with others about such things as he loves, because everything of this kind has relation to good and truth. For there is nothing in the world which does not have relation to both. What a man loves relates to the good with him, and what instructs him about good and thus conjoins itself with it relates to the truth. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.